Good morning. The book of Matthew 28, verses 1 to 6 states the following. Now after the Sabbath, towards the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. And for fear of him, the guards trembled and became like dead men. But the angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus crucified. He is not here, but he is risen." Amen. Thank you so much for joining our Easter Sunrise Service 2020. Would you join with me in a word of prayer? Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this beautiful, beautiful sunrise that you have given us today. And Lord, like those two women who came to your empty tomb so long ago, 2,000 years ago, God, we come to you today, albeit digitally, in order to give honor and glory to our great and risen Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, Lord, may this time honor you as we reflect upon the glorious salvation that he won for us all those years ago. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Well, in the same spirit of those two women who came to the tomb of Christ on that first Easter Sunday 2,000 years ago, we have come together, albeit digitally. It's weird standing out here by myself. However, we come together in that same spirit at this early hour to signify our faith and our hope in the risen Lord Jesus Christ. As we just read in Matthew, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to the tomb that morning. They went there out of love for their friend who had just been crucified, who had just died upon the cross and was buried only mere hours before. And they went to that tomb with all that Jesus had told them before about his resurrection, concerning his death and what would happen. And Jesus talked about his death and resurrection so often throughout that time. And so they came to the tomb with that knowledge. But no doubt after witnessing his bloodied body and his beaten body and watching him being raised on that Good Friday upon that old rugged cross, suffering and bleeding and in agony and pain, no doubt this left very, very little hope, despite all of Christ's promises, despite all of their knowledge, despite all they would have known of what Jesus said. As those two Marys, as they made their way to that tomb, there was no doubt a lot of weeping, a lot of hopelessness in their hearts, as they simply wished to pay respects to their dead friend that morning. And yet, things changed really, really quickly. They changed really fast. As we just read, the very ground under their feet began to shake, shaking them about. And then all of a sudden, a heavenly being appeared before them in all of its glory, in lightning and in white garments. And at this sight, the guards that were stationed at that tomb, because of the controversy surrounding Jesus' death, those guards that were stationed there, no doubt seasoned warriors, they were sent there to protect that body, to see to it that no one would take it and try to fake this resurrection. They literally, as this text states, they literally trembled, shaking in their armor to the point where they were useless, as this text states, as dead men. This was a frightening, frightening sight to behold. And yet, that same angelic being, not addressing those warriors. You'd think that they would address the warriors. No. Instead, they address those two faithful women on that first Easter morning. And he looks at them and says to them, "Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid." And why not fear? Why not fear? Why not tremble in a corner like dead men, like those soldiers? Why not run away and cower out of fear for their very, very lives? Why not fear? Well, it's because Jesus rose from the dead just like he said he would. They didn't need to fear anything that Easter morning because their Savior had conquered the greatest enemy of mankind, the greatest problem that mankind has, and that is death. Jesus conquered death. As the angel said, he is not here. He is risen. He is risen. And thus, as I said earlier, we arise this morning today, albeit digitally, in that same condition as those women 2,000 years ago. We arise early today with the promises made by Jesus, while at the same time being surrounded today with our own hopelessness, with our own fears. We look around us in this world and we see the death and the destruction and the chaos of this world. And we wonder to ourselves, how on earth is all of this going to be made right? Is it going to be made right? What is going to happen? We stand in the shadow of death surrounding us each and every day, our own imminent deaths, and we wonder, is there any hope at all? And most importantly, is there any hope beyond the grave? And yet we also wake up this morning, 2,000 years later, just like those women, we wake up this morning with that same empty tomb. That same empty tomb as proof that there is indeed hope. There is. That despite the enormity of death that seems to stare us in the face each and every day, that someone came before us and someone conquered death. And his name is Jesus Christ. And that's what this day is all about. That's what Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday is all about. It's about the hope that the resurrection of Jesus Christ brings to all who would place their faith in him. And so I would tell you this morning, believer, despite what is going on in the world today, despite what may be going on in your own life today, be encouraged and do not be afraid. Don't be afraid of the coronavirus. Don't be afraid of all the unknowns and the uncertainty, and certainly do not be afraid of death. Why? Why? Because Jesus Christ is risen. And yes, he is risen indeed. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. And so, as I conclude, I would like to invite you out this morning to our drive-in Easter service. That will take place at Eastford Baptist at 10:15 this morning. And I just would invite you to please arrive before 10:15. Don't arrive just right on time. Arrive there so you can be parked so that we can allow this service to go smoothly. It will be a short service. Obviously, we want to abide by the social distancing issues that are going on today, but it's going to be a great service, so I invite you out to that. But again, do not be afraid, believer. Trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Trust in the risen Jesus Christ today. Amen.